Chapter 1. London, 1874. She could make a killing here. Rose did nothing to reveal her delight at the discovery, although she doubted anyone would derive the true meaning behind a beaming smile or eyes glinting with satisfaction. All the ladies in attendance were agog at the magnificent display of opulence and the evidence of sin, avarice, and gentlemanly indulgences. The fairer sex had finally been allowed entry into one of the men's most notorious and gossiped about inner sanctums, and they were relishing the discoveries of all that had been held in secret and denied them. The express purpose of tonight's event, a grand ball, entrance by invitation only, was to entertain current members and introduce potential future ones to all the benefits that the former gentleman's club offered. Since her arrival in London a fortnight before, Rose had discovered the Twin Dragons was the talk of the town. Not surprising, as she'd caught sight of its owner half an hour earlier, when he'd emerged through a doorway that apparently led to back rooms. With a purpose to his stride, he had caught her attention because she recognised in him a kindred spirit. Not 10 minutes later, he'd taken a woman into his arms and kissed her quite thoroughly and entirely inappropriately right in the centre of one of the dance areas. Based on his fervour and the lady's enthusiasm, Rose eliminated him as someone with the potential to insist in her endeavours. He was obviously spoken for, and unattached men were much less complicated with which to deal. Ignoring the men scrutinising her, she familiarised herself with the surroundings that would serve as a second home during the coming weeks. A portion of the room contained tables that dealt with various games of chance. She suspected, on the morrow, that the remainder of the room would as well, but tonight the area absent of games served as a place for people to visit or dance. Huge crystal gaslit chandeliers provided the lighting. The paper along the walls was neutral in tone, not particularly masculine or feminine. Rose would have liked to have had the opportunity to view the club before the renovations that sought to strike a balance between what would remain of interest to males and what would not offend females. No doubt it had proven a bit more decadent and far more interesting. But she wasn't here for the trimmings. Rather, it was the building's heart and soul, those upon whom its very existence depended, calling to her. Wandering through the crowd, smiling here and there, she knew those to whom she'd given a nod of acknowledgement would be confounded, striving to remember from whence they knew her. Some would even swear on the morrow that they had recognised her, were old acquaintances. None would admit that they'd never seen her before in their lives. She had mastered the art of appearing as though she belonged, had mastered a great many things. Walking into the ladies' salon, which after tonight would be off limits to gentlemen, Rose knew she wouldn't make a habit of frequenting this room, but it might provide the occasional opportunity to cement the right relationships. "Hello." Turning, Rose faced a small woman with mahogany hair and eyes as dark as Satan's soul and full of suspicion. Another kindred spirit, perhaps. "Good evening," Rose said with authority, as though the room were hers to command. Control, imperative to winning the game, had to be kept at all times at any cost. "I don't believe we've been properly introduced. I'm Mrs. Rosalind Sharp." "Miss Minerva Dodger." Shoving down her surprise, Rose merely arched a brow. "You are rare, my dear, an unmarried woman of means. Why would you draw such conclusions?" "It was my understanding that only the nobility and those of wealth were invited to this exclusive affair. And you do not appear to be nobility. That leaves wealth." The woman smiled slightly. Yes, invitations were rather limited, but it is my father who has the means, not to mention that he was the previous owner of the establishment when it was Dodger's drawing room. Ah, yes, Rose should have recognised the name. She'd castigate herself later for failing to do so. A careless slip could cost her dearly, put a crimp in her plans. I suspect he's a rather interesting chap. I look forward to meeting him.